Purple Rain by Prince is one of the best-loved rock albums ever. When it came out 19 years ago, though, one track outraged many parents who complained that the explicit lyrics of the song Darling Nikki were tasteless and even disgusting. This month, Darling Nikki is back. The rock group Foo Fighters released their cover, Lyrics Intact. But as Washington Post writer Hank Stuver notes, we are listening to the song in a changed world.
Kids like me once listened to Darling Nikki because we knew we weren't supposed to. The song never appeared on any hit chart, and you'd have never heard it at a school dance. But most any adolescent of the 1980s can still sing about a mysterious and lascivious woman named Nikki.
I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind.
This was quite possibly the dirtiest song our innocent ears ever heard. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, an 11-year-old little girl in Arlington, Virginia had the album too. Her name was Corinna Gore, and her mother was Tipper Gore. Tipper accidentally heard Darling Nikki one day, and a mythological moment in popular culture was born. It was this very song, legend has it, that pushed Tipper over the edge. She and other congressional wives formed the Parents Music Resource Center in 1985, pressuring record companies to add warning labels to naughty rock albums. So it's not all that hard to figure out the ironic meaning behind rock star Dave Grohl's decision to remake Darling Nikki with his band, the Foo Fighters.
She took me to a castle and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out and Nikki started to grind.
Foo Fighters intended the remake as a special treat on their latest CD maxi single, but Darling Nikki is now a surprise hit for alternative radio, among the most requested and most played songs on modern rock stations this fall. But in a world where bands like Limp Bizkit traffic in the lewd every day, Nikki must sound pretty tame, maybe even kind of quaint, sweet. I mean, a girl sitting around in a hotel lobby masturbating? Yeah, those girls are everywhere now. In Nikki, it seems Prince foretold everything we now know about thongs, about sex toys, about lap dances, about people who have stripper poles installed in their living rooms. Today's modern Nikki doesn't have to hide. She takes erotic dance classes at the gym. She lets her boyfriend videotape their sexual activities. She has mastered the virgin whore complex as a way to sell albums. Britney is a Nikki. Pink is a Nikki. Paris Hilton, very, very Nikki. So where do you suppose our darling Nikki is now? She'd be almost 50. Prince probably would have abandoned her years ago, like he left Vanity and Apollonia, or poor Sheila E. and Sheena Easton. Last heard from, Prince himself was going door-to-door in suburban Minneapolis, witnessing for Jehovah. Corinna Gore grew up, got married, and at age 30 has two kids of her own to protect from vulgarity. Tipper got her way with the record labels, and I think looks like some kind of genius for warning us about the world Nikki would and did bring.
It said, thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you want to grind.
So, from a Pearl Clutcher in 1984 to a nostalgic limerick today, hearing this song again makes me feel oddly clean, even if I have a dirty thought every other minute. Darling Nikki, then and now, this is what you might call a teachable moment in the school of nasty.
Hank Stuver writes for the Style section of the Washington Post. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.